Hey, welcome back. We return on this Tuesday to the Pat Miller Program, and very glad you guys are with us, and very glad our guest is here. You know her because she's on every morning from 5 to 9 with Fort Wayne's Morning News. But Kayla Blakeslee, when you come in here to the Pat Miller Program, you have more time to shred out your thoughts and
This is nice. Is this how you feel every day?
I do, because it's my program. So, but you have the time to maybe develop your thoughts. Your snippets move so fast in the morning. I listen to you sometimes, and after I've listened to an hour of you, I need to take a nap because I'm worn out.
I always say that the morning is like a constant sprint,
yeah,
and the afternoon is like a marathon. How I compare the two.
And that's pretty after. So let's do this. You do great topics in the morning, but this time together, and we're going to do this every Tuesday. Let's call this your hot takes. What is it that you've touched on in your show in the morning, like this morning or yesterday or late last week, that if you had had the time, you really wanted to drill out certain thoughts or certain portions? I hear you talk a lot about big tech, and big tech is all over the news right now.
Yeah, man, that's definitely a big conversation right now, Pat. See what I did there?
I did.
If people listen on a regular basis to Fort Wayne's Morning News, they know that I am very, very passionate about the big tech conversation.
Yep.
And quite frankly, I wished everyone was, because I feel like if you use social media, if you use Google, this impacts you.
Yeah.
Right, left, or down the middle, this impacts you. And I think what frustrates me the most about the big tech conversation is people want to try and make it Democrat versus Republican, like they do everything else. And the big tech conversation is not Democrat versus Republican.
Well, can I say one thing? If people were to pick which of the two of us, and it's not true, but they might think so from our programming, who's more political, it would probably be me.
Definitely.
But there are some subjects that don't fall directly into the Republican or the Democrat silo. It affects everybody. And I think big tech is one of those things.
I do too. And unfortunately, like I said, I feel like people are trying to force it into these silos,
yep,
of Democrat versus Republican. And therein lies the rub. Because for me, I think it just ultimately comes down to power. And right now, these big tech CEOs,
yeah,
have this power that is going unchecked to censor what they want, who they want, when they want, when it comes to social media. I mean, we already saw this. If we just take a quick glance into history, we saw it with the story regarding Hunter Biden's laptop, right?
Right.
That story disappeared,
yep,
from Twitter overnight. A lot of it was dead naming.
Yeah,
all of a sudden,
why is that? Why does a story like that just go poof? If you try to tell me, here comes the political side. If you try to tell me it's not because of who's in control of the White House or the Attorney General's office or the State Department or Congress, if it was Trump, that story doesn't go poof.
I think it all comes down to, or at least I would think it would come down to clicks. However, in the case of Hunter Biden, I would think that that story would get clicks.
Yep.
I don't really know. That's why I think it just comes down to power and the Jack Dorseys and the Mark Zuckerbergs of the world wielding this power. And unfortunately, Pat, they can do this legally. It's within their legal rights,
sure,
to do so
they're
on these social media
companies, platforms.
They're
independent companies.
They're independent companies. And I want to make that very clear. A lot of people always come at me and say, well, you don't understand free speech. You don't understand how Facebook and social media work.
If people think Facebook has to give them all the time that they want and all the space, they don't understand free speech.
Exactly. And again, these big tech CEOs, they don't have to.
Yeah.
They can censor who they want, when they want. And they can do this thanks to Section 230 of,
yep,
the Communications Decency Act. And that's what I always tell people. Well, you read 230 and then get back to me, and then we can have this,
yep,
conversation about big tech. Because 230, I like to sum it up like this, Pat. It's the legal backbone of the internet. And,
mm-hmm,
in my personal opinion, I'm not completely in favor of repealing 230. I know a lot of politicians on the right are in favor of that. I do believe it needs to be reformed.
Needs to be augmented.
Yes, it, yep, definitely needs to be augmented. Because without it, I do feel like the internet would be like the Wild West to some degree, again, in my personal opinion. So, yes, I believe that we need to reform 230. But the thing that 230 does for these social media platforms, it grants them essentially immunity to censor who they want, when they want, how they want, for as long as they want. And again, therein lies the rub. They can legally do what they're doing with the shield of 230.
Right.
And that's why this conversation gets a little bit more complicated than just, oh, Kayla, you don't understand free speech. Not quite.
Yeah.
I care about free speech and protecting my free speech,
yeah,
which is why I'm so passionate about this conversation.
I'm always amazed at some people on this subject and others that will call up or they'll write me or they'll text me and they'll grab one part of an article of the Constitution and throw it at me. And all I'll do is I'll say, do me a favor, read the article before and the two articles after, and you're going to realize that the one you're quoting to me is very accurate, but your interpretation of it doesn't fly because of the rest of the Constitution.
See, that's where I call up you. You're the constitutional constitutional guru yeah. around here. But I do think, I mean, going back to the Constitution and when it comes to our civil liberties, when it comes to our free speech, I feel like somewhere along the line, and Pat, I don't know when this happened, I don't know why it happened, I don't know where it happened, but all of a sudden, we are allowing Jack Dorsey, Mark Zuckerberg, all of these fellas to suddenly have this power over our civil liberty. And it blows my mind that it blows my mind that people are okay with this and don't care about it.
Well, some people are going to roll their eyes when I say this. Back 10 years ago, you were in college. When 10 years ago, when I was 10 years into my 20 years on WoWo, the big fight was, well, Wall Street controls everything. You know, the big boys on Wall Street. The guys on Wall Street now with money, what they give to political parties is nothing compared to what's coming out of these big media guys out of California. The amounts of money that they shove in is incredible.
I feel like in terms of social media, Pandora's box has been opened with it. And we don't know how to contain it. But let me ask you this question, Pat, because I internally struggle with this. This is my own internal struggle that I deal with every day. Okay. My husband and I sit at the dinner table and have conversations about this all the time, and we can argue both sides.
Now, that's where your house is different from mine.
Right.
I'm not allowed to take the show home.
Well, my husband knows better in our house, right? But when it comes to this power of being able to control online speech on social media platforms.
Right.
Yes, I say I don't want Jack Dorsey or Mark Zuckerberg to have that power. I'm not in favor of that, right?
Right.
But I'm also not in favor of the federal government having that power either. So I have to sit back and think, well, Kayla, I feel like I'm choosing between the lesser of two evils here.
Yeah.
I don't know what is worse, but yet I don't have the answer of who should be in power of regulating social media.
Who do you make the sheriff? Who walks the line between the two? This is fair. You can do that. You can't do this. Who is the one that's the determiner between? Because like you said, if it's me and I own Facebook, well, then Facebook's going to win every time. I'll find a way that Facebook wins.
Right.
If I'm the federal government, it's totally swayed by whoever is in power at the time. Who can you find that could be the arbitrarian who is totally objective? You can't find that person.
That's why I say this coming full circle. This is not about Democrat or Republican.
Right.
This is about power. And I wished folks on both sides of the aisle could see that.
Yeah.
I do not think this is a political conversation at all. I think this is truly, like you said, who can you find? Or I don't know if it's a group, an advisory board. I have no idea. What or who can you find to actually regulate big tech? And quite frankly, like I said, it's a conversation we have at my dinner table probably at least once a week in my home, because unfortunately, I can't even come up with an answer.
Yeah. Look, if all at once it was possible for me, and folks, this is not going to happen. If I have some rich uncle somewhere that I never knew about and I find out he has left me $1 billion, a billion, I'm probably the only billionaire in Allen County. Do you think that there's anything that I really can't get done at Citizen Square if I really want it done?
A lot of power comes with $1 billion, Pat.
Look, I don't want that. I don't want that kind of power.
No, I don't want that kind of power either. And I used this example on Fort Wayne's Morning News, and I'm going to use it again. And it's not my example. It came from a constitutional lawyer that I heard on the Joe Rogan Experience. His name is Ira Glasser. But he gave this example of using FDR. You know, what if FDR was all of a sudden in charge of Facebook or in charge of Twitter or in charge of big tech, period?
Yep.
You know, FDR, the same guy who plucked 120,000 American citizens of Japanese descent from their lives and threw them in concentration camps for no other reason than they were of Japanese descent.
And to get rid of dissent against his opinions, he tried to pack the court.
Right. Yeah, thank you. You know what? And that's an example I failed to bring up, but that's a really good point. So what I'm saying is here, when you're choosing someone to have this power and you're talking about, you know, a big factor would be who is in office at that time, really, you want the federal government to have it when you have folks like FDR? I mean, if you just look into the past of how history could repeat itself, because hypothetically, you could just put, you know, a group of people then, whether they're of Japanese descent or conservatives, whatever have you, in this Facebook jail, if you will, for no other reason than what they're saying.
Yep. Yeah. So I'm banning you from Facebook. Why? Because you were too religious on your broadcast, you were too right-wing on your broadcast, you were too anti-left on your broadcast,
right.
And so I'm dropping the hammer and I'm dropping the axe. So I don't know if we fixed anything.
I don't think we fixed anything.
But
here's what I hope that we accomplished. And I feel like I'm beating a dead horse, and sorry, Wobo Land, I'm going to continue to beat this dead horse until we all think similarly about it. And normally I don't believe in that. I believe that we can all think freely and in our own way. I actually hate when people don't critically think. But I really want people to critically think about this big tech conversation and move away from it being Democrat versus Republican and move towards it being, no, it's about this power and who should possess this power. That's just what I'm hoping we actually accomplish
today. There are Democrats who are very right-wing. There are Republicans. Democrats who are very left-wing, Republicans who are very right-wing, but you know what? When there's an IU game on and we're all down at Assembly Hall,
that's right.
You can have the Democrat sitting right next to the Republican and they're screaming for the same side. Sometimes we need to do this outside of the sporting arena, and I certainly think in big tech, this is one of the reasons and ways that we should find a way to come together.
You know, it's very seldom that the left and the right comes together, but I will say at least this. The left and right can agree that there is a problem with big tech. Now, when you start talking about the solutions to that problem, that's where we run into issues between Democrats and Republicans. But, Pat, that might be a Kayla hot take for another day.
There you go, Kayla hot take. Let's do this every Tuesday, shall
we? I'm in.
There we go, Kayla Blakesley. Catch her every morning from 5 to 9 on Fort Wayne's Morning News. You find out first, fast, and free everything you need to start your day and what happened overnight right here on Wobo. I'll be back straight ahead. But first, let me talk about these good people who made this segment with Kayla possible today.
Podcasts by Federated Media. Podcasts by Federated Media.